Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 18 regarding Zenovia, Z as in zebra, E-N-O-V-I-A, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Jones as described in my report of 4-30-19. Apparently, she is now a 65-year-old woman who again described she was injured at work on 7-5-16. Apparently, she was pulling up patients and tossing laundry bags, resulting in a torn right rotator cuff. Apparently, she describes undergoing surgical repair of this by Dr. Dwyer on 3-3-20. Apparently, she has completed her course of active treatment. Apparently, the paragraph, as per the record supplied, she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 11-14-19. Apparently, we will insert what is marked on his first page and last page of his report. Period. Ms. Jones saw him again on 5-4-20. 8 weeks and 6 days, status post right shoulder arthroscopic acromioplasty, comma, rotator cuff repair, comma, subacromial bursectomy, comma, release coracoacromial ligament performed on 3-3-20. Period. He noted a history of prior surgeries, including two left shoulder arthroscopies on 2-26-14 and 6-10-14, comma, bilateral carpal tunnel decompression, comma, breast reduction, comma, right ankle open reduction internal fixation by Dr. Wu, WU, on 3-37, and hardware removal of syndesmotic screw on 7-6-17. Period. Dr. Dwyer wrote she had developed adhesive capsulitis and was a keloid former. Period. He thought she was going to require an arthroscopic pancapsula released. Period. He increased the frequency of her physical therapy. Period. She followed up on 6-29-20, 1 week and 6 days, status post arthroscopic extensive glenohumeral debridement / pancapsular release, comma, lysis of adhesions and manipulation under anesthesia on 6-16-20. Period. She was taking Percocet for her pain. That was at a 5/10 level. Period. He wrote she had some improvement in range of motion from the previous visit. Period. She reports near full passive flexion while at physical therapy. But he was going to keep her in physical therapy and authorize her to remain out of work. Period. Dr. Dwyer monitored her progress through 5-17-21. Brady noted on 9-18-20, she was placed at maximum medical improvement and discharged from care. Brady told him she actually retired in September 2020 and had no interval injury to the shoulder. Brady continued to complain of stiffness and that she did not request an evaluation but was contacted by her lawyer to set up an evaluation. Period. She noted there was no change in her symptoms. Period. It was not worse. Period. Patient stated, I think it is as good as it is going to get. Period. End quote. Clinically, she had no significant change in her active or passive range of motion about the shoulder in any plane. Period. Her strength remained excellent with both flexion and external rotation. Period. Impingement signs were negative. Period. With respect to diagnosis, this patient had very mild pancapsular adhesive capsulitis of the shoulder. Status post prior arthroscopic rotator cuff repair and subsequent pancapsular release and lysis of adhesions. Period. He saw nothing to preclude her from full unrestricted duty. Period. She was again deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Insert the surgical reports where they belong chronologically. Physical exam. Extremity's upper inspection revealed a healed open scar on the left volar wrist. and portal scars on the right both consist with carpal tunnel release surgeries. There was healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared right shoulder flexion and extension were 130 degrees, comma adduction 30 degrees, and external rotation 80 degrees. Paired extension and internal rotation were full to 50 and 90 degrees respectively. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes with a crepitus tenderness, trigger, and rocking. Paired manumuscle test was 5-, resisted right shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired shoulder maneuvers, she had a positive Hawkins maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Spine cervical. There was mild tenderness about patient and spasm of the right paracervical and trapezius musculature, but there was none in the midline or on the left. Thoracic, normal macro impressions. On 7/5/16, Zenobia Jones reportedly was injured at work. Period, we will insert what is marked from my prior conclusions or impressions section. Period. New paragraph. Since seen here, she returned to Dr. Dwyer at the recommendation of her attorney. Period. This was notwithstanding the fact that she did not request additional treatment and her symptoms remained the same. Period. Dr. Dwyer performed additional surgical procedures on her to be inserted here. Period. She followed up post-operatively through 5/17/21. Period. At that time, she was again discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. At this juncture, in the permanency section, at this juncture, I would offer 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. And incorporate the remainder of my remarks from page 11. Period. New paragraph. The current examination of Ms. Jones found there to be moderately decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. There was no atrophy, but she had mild weakness in right shoulder external rotation. Period. Hawkins maneuver at the right shoulder was positive, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. And put this in bold. I think I just described her permanency numbers and may have jumped the gun or repeated the physical exam section. Anyway, I think everything is covered.